Now, we said he's a messenger, and the thing that's important is the message. And I'd like to say a word about that before we get into the study. He uses the term messenger himself three times, and he made three tremendous and significant references to other messengers. In the second chapter, verse 7, he refers to Levi, the tribe of Levi, as the messenger of the Lord. So we have here, and I probably should read this, "For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts." This suggests, I would say, that every messenger, or every witness, or every teacher of the word, is an angel of the Lord, that he's a messenger of the Lord. And I like that, because you have that in the book of Revelation. We have the way that the book of Revelation, you know, and we'll see that shortly when we get there, actually to the seven churches, the message is addressed to the angel of the church of Ephesus and unto the angel. Now, I believe it's the messenger of the church, and not divine, but just the human messenger would be the pastor. And I don't know. I was a pastor a long time. I rather like this idea of calling the pastor an angel, because I've heard him called everything else, so I don't see why we shouldn't include angel. But this is a remarkable reference that we have here in Malachi. Then he announced the coming of John the Baptist as my messenger. Over in the third chapter, we read in verse 1, "Behold, I'll send my messenger. He shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant." Now, there's a third messenger, and that's the reference to Christ as the messenger of the covenant. You see, the angel of the Lord of the Old Testament is definitely the pre-incarnate Christ. Now, I want you to see something that makes Malachi one of my favorite books of the Bible. Now, of course, I have 65 other favorite books of the Bible, but Malachi had such a wonderful sense of humor, and he had to have to deal with the group he had to deal with in that day, and he adopted a method that is actually a question and answer method. The first thing that he would do, he would quote a declaration or an interrogation God made to Israel. Then he gave Israel's answer, which in every case was supercilious and sophisticated sarcasm. It was arrogant and haughty and presumptuous and even insulting. We're going to see that as we get into the text that's before us. And believe me, he had some good answers from the Lord. And since they are the Lord's answers, the Lord has a sense of humor. And I hope you enjoy this book, because this is a great little book, by the way.